Twilight premiere. Did you see that in a RPAC?
No, you'd have to break both my arms to get me in and see that, Auntie Mae, unfortunately.
Yes, Dale, it's not up my alley either, really. I have to admit. I think they call him RPAC. Robert Pattinson Dale, have you seen him? He's a bit pasty and white. Has he taken this vampire thing a little bit too seriously?
Definitely, Auntie Mae. I think he's like blurring the lines between real life.
No, so do I, Dale. I don't think they even needed makeup there.
No, he's got a funny shaped head.
Unusual in a very unattractive way.
Well, he's English.
Yeah, well, I guess that's the pastiness there coming out in him, isn't it?
Sorry to all our listeners from Britain.
We love
I am English too.
Dale, I did. Now, hang on, going back to New Zealand, I did give Charles a bit of advice.
What happened? Where?
Well, I said to him, you know, we were there in New Zealand, I said, look, Charles, next time you do a tour, just skip New Zealand, because we've got about two-thirds in Australia now anyway.
Oh, Marty, mate.
Yeah, I think by the time he comes back, they'll all be here. And it'll just be one big empty country there. But anyway...
It pretty much is our South Island. She's no place fit for man or dog. Now, there's cold and windy.
No, that's right. Well, I can see why they'd want to come here, I understand that, yes.
Reminds them of home.
That bit of advice there, Dale. Bieber and the Gomez, Dale, they've split up.
Have they?
Yes.
Awesome.
Look, you can only catch your boyfriend using your hair straightener that, you know, so many times, Dale, and getting out the wax strips and... You know, it's not... I remember... You know, when I was going out with Cyril, Dale...
Yes.
Bit of Brill cream and a splash of Old Spice.
Mm.
That's all you needed.
Well, Davo told me that the other day. He said that's a great way to attract ladies.
To wear that.
I go into the supermarket.
Yeah, I love this.
I do. I get the big three, right?
Yeah.
Old Spice, bit of Brute...
I love Brute.
And you know what the other one is?
What is?
Blue Stratus.
Oh, Dale.
Now, I'm telling you that
come
people...
Come visit me sometime.
No, exactly. But see, the kids, right, they go, Dave, what are you doing, mate? It's Lynx all the way. You've got to get African Violet or whatever.
I don't even know what that is, Dale. I'm with you. Get a bit of Brill cream and I'll be there.
I go out to the clubs on Friday night wearing Blue Stratus or Old Spice and the girls flock around me. You know why? Because it reminds them of their dad.
I feel secure for some reason. Dale, can I give you a quick joke?
Anyway.
Yes, of course you can.
Hit us up, Marty Mo.
Quick joke. This is for the kiddies.
Yep.
What's the difference between a grotty bus stop and a crab with boobs?
What's the difference between a grotty bus stop and a crab?
And a crab with boobs.
With boobs. I don't know.
One is a crusty bus station. And the other's a busty crust station.
Auntie Mae, we'll talk next week.
Oh, look, thanks for having me.
I reckon my jokes are bad.
Yeah,
that's all right. Actually, that was pretty funny.
It is very good.
Thanks, Auntie Mae, back next week. And make sure you check on our River Knife Online website, riverknifeonline.com. We'll have the full Auntie Mae interview up after 9 o'clock. It is the Ruby and Dave Show.